from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ah, one of John's favorite songs. And John doesn't think in terms of top five and top tens normally, but he once said to me, this will always be one of the five greatest songs.
Which and is, I truly agree.
You agree with yourself? 5,000 years ago?
I truly believe, no matter how many songs are written, no matter how long time extends, they cannot make five songs better than that.
Well,
it's that special. It's
we
that
won't
unique.
Say. People in the future will say.
You're right.
We shall. Here's what
it
we
gives
say.
You a special kind of feeling, though.
It does. No, it's a great song. A feeling is invoked. I agree.
Yeah.
I got a Fanatic mittens in front of me.
I see that. Those are really sharp,
and I
Joe.
Like them.
Do they fit your hands?
I haven't tried them.
They
all
look
yet.
Like they'll fit your hands.
Wait, guys. They're tiny. That's kind of so. Messed up that they're saying, do they fit your hands? Because they're very clearly the children's.
I think so.
The children's Phillies giveaway.
That, nice work. Well done.
It took me a second to realize the size is. So John Brazier, our buddy from the Phillies, just dropped these off. I think they have a giveaway this weekend. So parents, get the kids to the game for some Fanatic mittens this
and
weekend.
And I love these City Connect hats. I think they're really cool-looking hats.
They are cool. They're cool hats.
The hats aren't bad.
I do like the hats.
The uniforms are a disaster.
And
an absolute disaster.
And I disagree with you. I like the whole package, but the hats especially, man. These are sharp.
All right, drop of the week in about 10 minutes. Let's go to the phones. Get a lot of calls this hour. Eric and Cherry Hill right now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good
What's
morning.
Up, Eric?
Eric, are you in a library?
No, I'm just on speaker. Hold on, I'll take you off.
All right. No, righty. Just, I don't think it's a speaker
Super
issue.
Super soft spoken.
It's just, yeah, you just got to like project that voice like that. Let's go. Up, yeah. All right. Hello, Eric. That's why you go.
Yeah, I just want to talk Sixers. But real quick, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, the Eagles Super Bowl thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, for me, it's not even so much about the merit of the Eagles. But who else really is there? I mean, there's the
Well,
Niners,
that's a factor that helps them. That's true. Division is weak, and the conference feels very open. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, maybe Detroit, maybe Green Bay. I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, so,
that's a good point.
I mean, you got to say they're a contender. I mean,
and, Eric, you know what a big part of that is? It's probably the lamest conference of quarterbacks we've probably ever seen. I mean, the quarterbacks, I mean, who do you have? Now, it's improving with the Green Bay guy, I guess. So you got the Green Bay guy, you got
the
Hurts,
Jordan Love.
Yeah, he's yes. he is. Right.
You got Jordan Love, you got Hurts, you got Dak Prescott.
Got Dak Purdy.
Is getting paid $50 million.
It's amazing.
It's pretty lame.
Jared
though.
Goff
you know,
is
Dak's
probably like a top five
Look
NFC
at Dak's
quarterback.
Numbers though last year and yep. compare them to everyone else in the league. He did a number like last year. He had a really strong season.
He did, but
and we sort of dismiss it. Because
what does he always do?
The Cowboys. It's
what
Dak.
Does he always do? Choke.
Yep.
Come playoff time, just like unfortunately Joel does.
You know what we haven't
right.
talked about?
Sorry,
much.
Sorry, sorry.
By the way, speaking of the draft coming up, I mean we are going to have a new, brand new top two pick rookie quarterback in the division. Washington
yeah.
has a second pick.
I don't know.
And
is he any good?
Well, it's Jordan, Jaden Daniels or Drake May, we don't know who they're going to take. Yeah.
Guys, there's talk that the Giants might be trying to trade up to get into the, you know, the top three to replace Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, who is getting his knee reconstructed this year. Daniel Jones, who they paid $40 million yep. a year. They might be in the market for another yeah. quarterback.
Hey,
That's
Eric,
so
give me,
crazy.
Eric, give me an answer for who or what is untouchable.
Yeah, it's kind of silly, but how about Air?
Wow.
Wow,
that's a really clever
yeah,
answer.
I love wow. that answer.
Are we sure about that?
I mean, can you touch air, Joe?
I am touching air,
yeah, technically
actually.
You're
we are touching,
yeah.
It's touching us.
It's ungrabbable, I guess, but it is touchable.
Right.
Yeah.
It is touchable.
It's too bad.
Ungrabbable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Thought it was clever. It turned out not to be.
Yeah. All right, Tom in
good try.
Tom in Middletown. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning, morning crew. How are you?
Doing great, Tom.
Let me take your off speaker here.
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sure.
All right. Listen, this is a very, very exciting and important weekend for us fans here. I think the Phillies, and Joe, let me see if you know this. When was the last time the Phillies swept back-to-back series?
Well, sometime last season, whenever it would be. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have that in your Well, you know what? They were close. If they had freaking taken care of the Braves in three instead of four in the playoffs.
So you almost do have it.
I almost had it, yeah. But they lost game two to the Braves, and that guy was running around the bases. That drove me nuts.
Well, that's why you're not undefeated, Joe.
Well, listen, let me explain.
Just not quite good enough,
Tom,
right,
let me explain this to you. I'm not, you know, perfect, okay? You're right? And I accept that, Tom. I accept that.
Well, listen. That,
but I'm freaking damn close.
About yourself.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We have an opportunity this week, this weekend, to pick up a couple games on the Braves. Because we have a series we should be able to sweep, and the Braves are playing the Rangers. And, you know, they could drop two of it this week.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're right there with them. And as far as the Sixers go, I think the Sixers' best shot of winning this series and, you know, advancing successfully further on is to shorten this series. And it's very key to shorten this series is to win game one.
Well, you're right. I mean, I will say, Tom, they did that last year in this round. They won a series 4-0. I don't know how much people remember that, but they did. Unfortunately, you know, we know what happened in the second round. Look, it's an easier path this year because you're not going to face Boston in the second round. You're going to face whichever of these teams you're going to face next, you know, 2 weeks from now. So there really is a path to get this done. I will tell you, I'm disappointed Jimmy Butler's not going to play for the Heat tonight because I do believe with a healthy Jimmy Butler, he can always slay you. And I was hoping that he would slay Boston in the first round.
Yeah.
And, like, that's out the window now. Like, Boston is clearly getting to the second round. Then they face, what, freaking Orlando or who's the other team? I mean, talk about – how's Orlando in a 4-5 matchup? They stink. Who is the other team?
Orlando and Cleveland is that.
Because everyone's
– Cleveland
up.
At least has a couple players. But the Orlando Magic? What are we doing here? What is it, Shaq
Boy,
and Penny?
Paolo's good.
Young.
Yeah, Paolo, and they got Isaac back.
It's just guys you haven't heard of because
Wagner's
they're so young.
But you know what? They're a 4 or 5 seed, whichever they are, because the conference stunk.
Suggs is like an all defense guy.
Tom, give me an answer. Who or what is untouchable?
All right. Anything accomplished by a human, I can't say is untouchable because it's proven it's been done. So I'm going to go with a thing, and I'm going to say the sun.
Huh. The sun is untouchable.
It really is. Interesting thought about the human thing, because it's been proven that it can be done. I don't think that's necessarily true. Like,
yeah,
there are certain things that, because of the
hour.
Context of the sport or this or that, that are
DiMaggio's
undoable.
Streak.
Oh, but that is doable. Like, I think, like, you know, like, I'll take it off the board. Like, Cy Young's 511 wins. Like, that's never, no matter what, ever
James would have to change the rules.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
Which is theoretically possible, but incredibly unlikely.
I guess it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the sun, you would obviously die on your way there if you tried.
You couldn't
like,
even
they
get
stick
close.
In a plane.
Yeah.
They stick you in a plane and say, all right, go to the sun.
Plane.
I don't think they're going to put you in a
well,
plane.
That's
yeah. All right,
you
plane will get into the sun.
You know what I mean. A rocket ship. All right, the rocket
really
ship.
Really bad planning.
All right.
Yeah, you would burn up way, 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 way before you get close.
By the way, I need a...
How far would you get
not far.
In that plane?
Speaking of bad planning, I need a ruling. Because in the West Wing at one point, and I've always wondered if it's true. I don't know if it's true. It's said in the West Wing. They say in the West Wing that NASA sent an astronaut up with a pen, and it couldn't write in space. Like, I guess it, you know, the ink
right,
went everywhere.
The upside down.
Oh, that's
part.
Why they had the astronaut
pen. And the Soviets sent a guy up there with a pencil, and it was perfect.
Fine. Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know.
It's in the West Wing, and I've always wondered, like, did NASA, smart people, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, in the 1960s or 70s,
it's
did
quite
they,
possible.
Did they...
Well, they called that thing the astronaut pen, right? You could write in any direction, any way you're sitting or
but
you know, upside
was,
down.
Yeah.
It would never run out.
But was
out.
That a correction from an initial
I don't know. I don't know.
It's possible they had to figure that out after. Like, process of making some mistakes and figuring it out. Process sure. of error.
It's a myth.
It's a myth.
They said they did a whole story on it.
Trial
that it was,
and error.
It's been floating around for a while during an episode of The West Wing.
Wow.
But alas,
wow.
It is a myth.
All right. Well, good job by NASA. Yeah, smarter than the average bear. Let's go to Ken and Cinnaminson. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
Well, don't we remember Jack Klompas had the astronaut pen? I mean, it caused such controversy in Del Boca Vista.
I don't remember.
Seinfeld, yeah. Well, that's because you didn't watch deep enough into Seinfeld.
Nah.
Joe, I want to congratulate you again for once again proving that there is no limit you cannot go to celebrate yourself and beat the hammer.
Well, thank you, sir.
that was an accomplishment in and of itself. Listen, first of all, with the Eagles.
Hold on a second. Celebrate yourself.
Yeah, I took that as a compliment.
Is a really funny saying when you think about it, like from Joe's perspective. Like Doc Rivers would say, celebrate yourself. Like, Joe believes that. Joe believes strongly in celebrating himself.
It also sounds like something Pee Wee Herman might have been doing in a movie theater. That's a whole nother matter. I'm just saying. But
that's code.
But we're not really going there. We're not going there.
Well, Joe, he had small hands, too, just saying. So. First of all, in the Eagles, they're always a Super Bowl contender as long as they're being run by you know, the front officers that are being run.
No, not true. They weren't in 2020.
It's not going to be determined by anything that Jalen Hurts says in press conference. So it's all going to come back to, you know, how he plays, right? So that's
– Well, that is what it's going to come down to. It is.
As for the Phillies, look, they're on pace right now to win 16 or 17 games in April, right, which puts them somewhere between 96 and 102 wins for the season. What we'll know if this is a different Phillies team in May. Because May has been their Achilles heel the last 2 years. They won 10 games in May last year. They won 10 games in May in 2022. And that's kind of like you can't win the division in May, but you can lose the division
in
May.
That's right.
And that's where they've lost the division the last 2 years. So if they can come through May, you know, reasonably healthy and you know, with kind of stacking some wins up and get to June with 31 or 32 wins, they should be right in this thing. So,
well, they got a great shot. And obviously with the Strider injury and the Albies injury, that does hurt the Braves, although to this point they keep winning. Ken, give me a big-time answer. Who or what is untouchable?
Well, I was going to go Cy Young, but James kind of
My bad, buddy. My bad.
It's okay because I have one that I enjoyed better. I'm going to celebrate myself here. John Travolta as Tony Manero in Saturday Night Fever. Don't touch the head, Dad.
Oh, nice. You got it, Ken. As always, a creative answer. Coming up in 1 minute's time, 1 minute, as we do every Friday, to Drop of the Week.
Spring baseball is finally back, and the Busch Auto Group is stepping up to the plate with their new home run savings. Swing by Busch Nissan of Limerick or Busch Nissan of Exton today and check out their sweet deals on Altimas and Sentras. Trust me, I've been a customer myself. These guys know how to treat you right. This month, enjoy savings up to $4,000 off new 2023 Nissan Altimas and enjoy rates as low as 3.9% on 2024 Nissan Sentra models. Not only that, but every vehicle purchased comes with a...
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For $3,000 in bonus value to help drive down the cost of vehicle ownership. Whether you're rounding the bases or navigating the city streets, Busch Auto Group has got your back. Visit them in-store or online today at BushAutoGroup.com. That's BushAutoGroup.com. And when you go, tell them John Ritchie sent you.
All right, chomp of the week, from the absurd to the poignant to whatever's in between through our last five shows. Chomp of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them online, familyjewelers.com. Route 70, Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, what are we looking at this week?
All right, let's dive in. Our caller, Mark, starting the week off, I think the appropriate reaction to the bidet.
I took the liberty of watching one of the advertisements for the bidet, and I got one thing to say, man. Ew.
I agree, Mark. Pretty
strong good. Work there by Mark.
Yep.
All right, Joe, you said this.
It's like when someone puts their hand up the rim. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Just saying.
Talking about a basketball basket.
Okay. Let's keep it rolling. For children.
It's so dumb. Why? I can't so dumb. Help it.
It's so dumb. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe,
I'm
you
just
sit?
Glad I didn't say F-I-S-T. Everybody.
Oh my god.
I'm just glad I didn't say
it. I love how you think spelling it is better. Okay.
How are we still talking about it?
like the people listening can't spell.
So sorry.
All right. Let's keep it rolling.
Keep going.
This feels versatile. You said this. We could drop this in.
Whatever.
Good. You know.
Whatever.
I like that.
I do.
Yeah. Feels versatile. All right. Speaking of stuff we can't say on the radio, we're talking around it. Our caller, Gary, we were talking about afternoon show names. And our caller, Gary, had a name that kind of found a way to get in on the radio.
I definitely won't say it on the air, but the last part is something that I'm sure you're good at, Joe. But it's Ike, Spike, and Jack, and I'm going to leave the rest off.
Okay.
I know exactly. I know.
Got it in, did you?
Boy, you are.
Gary,
you found a way.
Let me, Gary, yep. Let me say this, because Junior Soprano would like to weigh in.
Where did he get the effrontery?
I mean, where do you get off making a comment like that?
All right. Bring it in here.
So the problem is, when you play too many of these in a row, now we just seem like creeps. Spread them out next time.
I go in chronological order here, you know? Yeah, I know you're a big chronological order guy.
Sometimes.
All right, let's keep it rolling. This is just funny. Ruben tomorrow calling in to defend Howie Roseman this afternoon.
I get it, Ruben. You're saying those things are tough moments to deal with sometimes.
They're very difficult moments. Listen, I traded Cliff Lee. That was a sort of a bonehead. And so I had to live with that. I didn't want to trade Cliff Lee.
Did you say sort of a bonehead?
Yeah. I mean, it was a full bonehead.
There you go. That's good stuff, man. Good
All
stuff.
All right, a few more to get to. Our buddy Ryan Russillo, John's buddy, joining us, had kind of a funny line about his opinion of the Sixers role players.
Kyle Lowry now and Kelly Oubre and Buddy Hield. How much better are the rest of the Sixers, comparatively speaking?
It's funny. They've got some guys that haven't always been my favorite guys to watch. And boy, do they have a lot of them.
that was well said.
Yeah, well, I don't agree.
All right, I'm going
Let me just say, Lowry was one of the guys who's talking. I've always loved watching
me
Lowry.
Me too.
I respect the heck out of that guy.
These are stubborn guys. Kyle Lowry is a stubborn player who just refuses to lose and refuses to change his approach. He's going to be aggressive in the way that he goes about approaching winning.
You know, the last 5 years when the Sixers have lost all five, and of course the year before that six, he knocked them out two of the last five.
Wow.
2019
really?
Raptors and the 2022 Heat. I mean, he was a real factor.
He's a dog. He is a dog. He's the definition. Yeah. That's what we need more of, hopefully.
Promise he's an old dog.
Outlook will – I agree.
Because that P.J. Tucker guy knocked him out in 2022 and had very little left in 2023.
Another old dog.
Yeah. Yep. All right, Seltzer, keep rolling.
All right, I'm going to skip a couple because, you know.
Yeah.
We already talked about some risque things. So let's move on.
We don't need
to. We don't need to risque it too much.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to today. Joe, you messed up.
History remembers Caesar. Vinny frickin' Vici. I'm out of work. What do I do?
Vinny Vici.
Sorry.
I went Caesar on his ass.
I did. You, Rob, first time. I'm back.
That was a disaster.
That's a great one.
It's really
put
good.
Put that on the board.
Yeah.
Vinny freaking Vici. I'm out of work.
It's so good. It's really, really good.
Oh, I love it.
All right, two more.
Yep.
Our caller, Rob, you asked him to do something. great comeback when he lost Pete Dammer.
But I want you to look into that camera today, Rob, in order to get the hat, in order to get the hat and say, I got bested by the better man.
You can keep the hat.
Oh, yes! Great job there.
Very good.
All right, last one, Joe. Shout out to our caller, Gary in Vineland. Caught this because you said this.
You survive, you advance, and you be an ass!
And you be what?
And you be an ass!
I still don't understand.
What ass. You cut off, you said ass.
We cut
kicker.
Off the word kicker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I get it.
Sort of. Here we go.
Really?
One more time.
It took
one
you
more
guys
time. Off. Yeah, Rhea, I'm with you. Ready? One more time.
You survive, you advance, and you be an ass!
See? All right, yeah, that is
pretty good.
That is good.
Pretty
I thought
good.
You were saying BNF, like yeah. the letters. No, I heard it wrong. I got it.
All right, so the Vinny Vici mess up.
I think
the
that's
rim.
The winner. Right?
Yeah.
It's Vinny
Vici. For sure.
All righty. All right. All right, I'll try to avoid that in the future. 215-592-9494. Time's yours in our last segment. Also, a lot of calls as well. Plus, one more thing Devontae Smith said this week. About his love of playing in the city of Philadelphia. That and more up ahead on 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air out there, but why not in here? At the Spring Into Savings Sale at Colonial Marble and Granite, there has never been a better time to bring a breath of fresh air into your home with a bouquet of irresistible deals on home renovation materials and services. Always impressed by everything about Colonial Marble and Granite. They provide a great experience from selection all the way through installation.
All right, time's yours in about 15 minutes as we broadcast from Borgata on this Friday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, along with Devin and Rhea and Seltzer. It's 94 WIP. All right, big weekend of sports up ahead. Rhea was obviously just touching on some of it. Let's get to the Guided Door and Window to the weekend. Brought to us, as I said, by Guided Door and Window, where you can receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 3 years of payoff interest free. Call Guided Door and Window. Call them today. 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Visit GoGuida.com, GUIDA.com. Well, Phil's series, hopefully the Phil's clobber, the stinky White Sox. Sixers next. I mean, that's the biggest thing, obviously, because, you know, clock's ticking on Joel's career. How many seasons of prime action you're going to get? Of course, right now he doesn't even look prime, but maybe he can play his way back into better shape. And, look, I think this series is as simple as Joel. I really believe that. You get a near full Joel, you're going to win. You don't. You're going to lose. I think it's actually that simple. And then, of course, how are we preparing for the draft? Plus, you got NHL and NBA playoffs. So just a lot of good stuff across the landscape in America sports-wise this weekend. Let's get to Benny.
I like the stinky White Sox. Stinky White
I like
Sox.
What he
it really
there.
Is appropriate.
Yeah. You know why, right, John?
Because they're Sox.
They've won three games.
What did they do that no one else has ever been known to do?
Mm-hmm.
They threw a championship.
Damn straight.
See, at least when the Eagles lose one, they just spit it up, you know? But they threw one. Think about that. I mean, that's outrageous.
You can't come back from that.
Can't come back from that.
Karmically devastating.
All right, Benny and Limerick. Good morning there, Benny.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Doing well.
A couple things, John. I think you are kind of in the camp of being Mr. Positive with the Sixers, and I'm starting to believe now, too, but I still need to see it from Joel and the rest of the team and some of the bench players.
You know, he will – I believe he'll get stronger as he learns to trust that knee, and he's going to need to because this Knicks team is no joke.
I just don't want to see him like you guys have been saying. I don't want to see him, you know, messing with the brace, thinking about it too much. And
right.
That's going to prevent him, you know, focusing on the game and taking over and taking control like we know he can.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game where he's no longer, you know, finagling with the brace and that sort of thing. When it's out of his mind, that's when he'll start playing like the old Joel.
You know, Benny, one of the things, and I'm not trying to be a downer, but I think it has to be said about Joel that's always been frustrating. He has reestablished before where he looks great and normal, and then he'll slink right on back the next game. I mean, he's like a roller coaster. So
right, and I think the series where Maxie really leans into being that number two. If he's going to do it, now's the time.
Well, that's what you want. Look, you want to see Maxie be near Jalen Brunson territory. I don't think he's as good as Brunson, but you don't want to see him get smoked by Brunson. You want to see Maxey hang in there in that battle.
Well, you know, you want to see Maxey not lose confidence. He lost confidence again. You know, the good thing is the Knicks aren't going to be playing zone, an amorphous zone where that he doesn't exactly know what he's looking at. This is more, you know, traditional, and I don't expect he will look as lost and uncomfortable as he did against that Heat defense. Yeah. The looks that they were giving him.
All right, Penny, what do you got on the Eagles there, bud?
I think we got to get towards midway through the season to really understand if we are a Super Bowl contending
team.
Sure. This whole notion of being tired at the end of the season, unlike the Chiefs, like they do every year, you don't hear those excuses from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. You're getting it from Nick Sirianni in the front office. And, these guys are tired. Why are you tired? Why can't we mimic what the Chiefs do?
I don't know that Sirianni or Howie said that. I think a lot of fans said that. I think I speculated. I think there was a lag at a certain point. But that lag shouldn't last 7 or 8 weeks. That was also ridiculous. Benny, give me who or what is untouchable.
All right. I watched this most of my life growing up. I'm about 30. And it went on for decades. The Roadrunner was never caught by the Coyotes.
Good answer.
Wow. Is that true? Was he never caught?
I don't think he ever was.
Never caught, yeah.
That was one of my favorite cartoons.
But
was
he touched? I do think he was
touched.
I remember him being in cages, you know, where the coyote had somehow trapped him.
It's a good clarification,
then he'd escape.
John. Good clarification.
Technically trapped doesn't necessarily mean touched, but I would imagine there was physical contact at some point.
You'd think.
Yeah, you would think. It is incredible how violent cartoons used to be. I assume they're not as violent anymore? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff.
They have video games for that show now.
They do have that. Ray in Wilmington. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Ray.
Fantastic.
Hey, think about this, Ray. Remember when it just, like on a cartoon, where a giant hammer would appear and one guy would just hit the other one, bang, 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 and blam him on the head, and then there's like, stars circling his head.
They drop anvils on a character. Yeah.
Just boom.
Do you have an idea here?
Sorry.
John
go
just
ahead.
No.
Go
my ahead, point Ray. Is no. What Ray? What John just did is when he demonstrated that he was like over my head banging me. I'm like, what are we getting at here? What are we doing? All right, Ray. Good morning, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think we all can agree cartoons are not what they used to be.
You're right.
That is true.
I want to start with my answer. I think the legacy of Chase Utley.
Well, yeah, I mean, Utley's legacy is big time. There's no doubt. No doubt about that.
Just real quick about the field. I think the big hole they have is a big veteran bat off the bench. Still gives me nightmares to this day because I was at the game. But 2008, game four, Matt Stairs comes to mind. Yeah. I need to get a bat like that.
You know, Ray, it's hard to get. There's not that many of those guys, and I think they used to tend to be in the National League because you had a pitcher that would hit, and so that bench guy was more incentivized to be a National League player because he would get paid more. And, you know, most teams had one, and now it's a little bit more spread out across Major League Baseball. So I agree with you. They don't have a particularly strong bench with, like, a real true – and it doesn't even have to be a bopper. It can be Greg Gross.
It could be Whit
Dobbs.
Merrifield if he's is who he is. You
That's
know?
Right.
If he's supposed to be.
If he's who he's supposed to be. Yeah, you're right. All right, Ray, good call, man. Appreciate that. Let's go to Gary. He's calling from Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So that guy from New York, that just sounds like the typical elitist. We're so much better than you, Philadelphia and New Yorker. Oh, my God, Philadelphia. Ew.
Like, well, he was taking a shot. You know, I know. But I will say, Gary, his point resonated with me a little bit. Like, how late would be too late to get that enthused for chicken? I know John's point, and, you know, Devin and Ray were saying, well, it's also about missing the free throws. And I grant that. But
it's a late juncture of the game. He's bricking both of them. That's a huge plus for our team.
But would you guys acknowledge if you're down 20 with 4 minutes to go, it would be inappropriate
yes,
to cheer
agree.
That
yes,
100%. Okay, just want to make sure. There is a point. There's
Unless you really like chicken.
And I do really like chicken.
At
also.
Which point your priorities are misplaced.
Or you just really want your team to win.
How like do you that, get the chicken? Do you just take your ticket?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a ticket.
I don't think you have to be at the game. I'm pretty sure it's...
anyone?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
No,
I think you have to be
need
at
to
the
look
game.
Into logistics.
But yeah. Gary, I mean, Ree, I think you normally have like 24 hours or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's limited time.
Because they're trying to limit, you know.
Darn it.
I think. Yeah, I know. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Eagles, my man?
Is it just me, or does Jalen Hurts sound like a prisoner of war? Like, I'm waiting for him the one day to say, I'm okay. Nobody's captured me.
Man, people are really going deep now. Well, I don't think it's that bad, but I get your point. He is a stoic, and you're tired of it.
Yeah,
I'm a little tired of it. I am. Gary, give me who or what is untouchable.
Well, I thought James stole mine, but he didn't. And unless a complete game becomes a six-inning game, Cy Young, 749 complete game.
Sure.
It's another
good one.
We'll
put that one down. Yeah, that's a great answer, too.
Right. So would you prefer that Jalen be inauthentic and talkative Jalen, even if it's fake, if it feels forced? Because I don't want that Jalen.
No, I don't want that.
I don't need Mr. Vibrant personality. I want a guy who's tough. I want a guy who leads by example, for sure. I think that asking him to stretch too much is unrealistic.
Well, it probably is.
But you do have to ask him to stretch a tiny bit.
Some evolution, though, I'd appreciate.
I think there are other guys who can be leaders on this team, too, who can pick up some of the slack. Yeah. It doesn't always have to be exclusively the quarterback who's the leader upon leaders.
But they also just lost at least two, if not three.
I know.
You know, like,
you need multiple guys to pick up leadership role this offseason. And it's Jalen is one of them, but he's not the only one.
All right, well, let's talk about Devontae. Hopefully he can, you know, do more of that, although he was clear when the audio we played earlier, he said, you know, don't expect me to talk, you know, much more just because I got paid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but Devontae also talked at his press conference. And this is this is the kind of answer what you're about to hear that I wish Jalen could give you more of this sometimes. I just feel like Jalen doesn't even go here often, if ever. Here's Devontae talking about obviously locking up in Philadelphia, his love of Philly. Look, I think some guys say it just to say it. When you listen to Devontae here, I believe it's real and it's said with conviction. Listen to Devontae talking about long-term in Philadelphia.
What's your view of playing in this city? What made you want to commit to, you know, playing for through 2028?
I understand, you know, expectations are high in this city. You know, the fans, they expect a lot of you. And when you're not playing up to it, they let you know. And me, being the person I am, nobody's harder on me than myself. So, you know, nothing that fans say or things like that can actually get to me. And, I mean, I embrace it. I embrace it because it just shows that, you know, the fans love it. They live and breathe Philly. I mean, not only us, but basketball, baseball, everything. I mean, they love it. And you want to be in a city like that. And I always say I don't think there's a better sports city than Philadelphia.
I like it. I appreciate it. And I'm not saying that Jalen might not think it, but he doesn't
vocalize
kind of put it out there. Say it again, James.
Vocalize it that way?
Yeah. He doesn't vocalize it. He doesn't – and let me put it this way. Jalen, other than, like, the Yoda stuff, that is interesting. I mean, there is an interesting sort of, like, this is different and
there's
kind of fascinating.
There's a depth to the way he thinks
He's
and talks.
There is.
Library of Yoda stuff.
He does. But other than that wing of his personality, which is interesting, the rest is dull. I mean, let's just be real. It's dull. He's got a dull personality.
The personality shows to the public. You don't know what he's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems he's the same way. He sits on the freaking bench all by himself during the games. I mean, like, we've seen the clip of him with his Alabama teammates when he's lifting the 600 pounds. So there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the sitting by yourself on the bench thing, I got a problem with that. I know there's some study up for the next series and what's the defense doing.
But that's the thing. It doesn't look like he's studying up. Like
staring into
the
screen.
He's not looking at the tablet or anything.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how many –
I did have some issue with that. And I think that's something that the team will say, hey, Jalen, that can be better. We need to see it different this coming year. I expect that's a thing of the past.
Here's another thing I think he's got to improve on. And, you know, man, is this going to sound nitpicky, but I'm going to say it because I believe it. I think he's got to win. Now, hear me out fully here. He's got to win through adversity and enjoy it more for the sake of his teammates. I thought he was a tremendous downer in October and November last year when they kept winning, and he kept bemoaning how they were winning. And, look, so was I to an extent. Okay, let's be clear. A lot of us
you know, were poking at, hey, this, and this, we're all kind of lucky, and they could have lost, and it's all true. But it's like, you know, John, you've been in those locker rooms right after the game when guys are celebrating. I've been there 10 minutes after the game when the locker rooms open, NFL lockers open, and media get to go in. There's a vibe in a locker room when a team wins a game, home or road. I mean, Jalen just – and I got to be very clear. I was not in the locker room last year after those wins, so I'm not speaking from a point of knowledge on him specifically. He strikes me, based on the many things he said publicly, like he's just sit at a stool guy after a win and just sit there. I could be wrong. Being clear, I could be wrong. Like, he was so – like, well,
the whole team,
more.
The whole you gotta team didn't look like they're having fun last season. No one looked like they're having fun.
You got to find a
and
way
I think he
to
set that
enjoy
tone,
it. You got to find a way to celebrate those wins. And that's something that the great coach, Andy Reid, the great coaches, they all talk about. It's so hard to win in this league, and you do have to sort of span that gap. The responsibility of being the leader that takes all of that on his shoulders, but also that takes the time to remind guys, hey, this is a game we need to enjoy. We need to support one another and love it. And it makes it easier to love it when you're having fun doing it. Winning helps you have fun. It all comes together.
I remember, John, you asked after one of the games, which they won, you said you were concerned about him because he just sounded miserable. I specifically remember you bringing that up.
Yeah.
I think it had an effect on the team. And I think back to, like, a situation with Andy in 04 when Andy made – it wasn't a bet. It was just an agreement. When Andy made that agreement with T.O. that if T.O. got to 15 touchdowns, Andy would wear the tights. And unfortunately, T.O. only got to 14 because of the injury. Like, that's fun.
That is fun.
That's funny. That's personality. That's him driving his team through something goofy. Does Jalen have that in his bag?
That's the big red thing. That, you know, wow, that's something Nick doesn't have that yet. He doesn't.
I don't know.
Hold on. He doesn't have the stoicism built up to where the little things, the little interesting tidbits and personality make it seem different. I think Nick needs to build up some more cachet to have the serious stuff mean more to the guys.
All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and make sure you switch to Xfinity Mobile. Now at the best price for two lines of unlimited, let's hit it with Time's Yours.
No way that Joe DeCamera is going to sit on a riverbank, a creek bank, or on the edge of a boat and take a hook on the end of a fishing line and put a worm on there while it's squirming and then put it in the water and wait. There is no way Joe DeCamera
Correct.
Would do that. Have fun in your bath,
Joe. Yeah. No, I'll sit there on the boat and drink a beer, but I'm not touching a worm. I mean, what do I care?
Oh, come on.
I don't care.
Okay, I'll put the worm on for you. It'll be fun for you to reel the fish in.
Do that and hold my rod.
What?
Oh,
what?
I can't hold the rod, too.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah, multiple
reasons.
That's
what it's called, right? It's called a rod, right?
There's multiple problems with that. Let's move on.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring another old guy here for $100 million. It's worked so well for us already. Mike Trout, you keep yourself out there with the Angels. I'm tired of the Phillies being the senior citizens club. Let's get some young guys in here. Time's yours.
We'll say.
Was that Ringo Starr?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be. That was pretty good. I think it was Ringo.
That was something.
I could care less what my coach or quarterback says in a press conference or an interview. I just care that they're both better than they were last year, which was average at best. Andy Reid used to say nothing, still says nothing, and he's a top five coach of all time.
Yeah, Andy's unbelievable. All right, let's do one more.
And that has to stop. It is Bubba Freedom. No, that ain't it.
Oh, that's pretty good, man. I admit, that's pretty good. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, we got three different poll questions. The first... Are the Eagles a legitimate Super Bowl contender? John, yes or no? Where do you think people voted on this one?
60% say yes.
Pretty good. 64% say yes. The second Twitter poll question. Sixers-Knicks series, who wins it? I think in our panel here was 4 out of 5 said Sixers. James, you were the only one that said
Knicks.
Yeah. So for those tuning in, James, give the quick why you're going Knicks.
I just think they're a better all-around team than the Sixers. You know, I think that they play well together. They
Embiid's injured?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the Sixers team I saw against the Heat. I think the Knicks are better. And that it takes everything into account, Embiid the whole thing.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm counting on the fact that Embiid's going to get more comfortable and he's going to be more dominant as the series progresses.
All right, who wins the series? How do you think people voted, John?
I'm going to say 76% say the 76ers.
Once again, you're good. 73%
say the way, it is officially an even series betting-wise now. Like, it's minus 110 versus minus 110, so it actually got to fully even.
You know, that's so rare, James.
So rare. For an NBA series like this, you never see it.
Yeah, that's incredible. All right, the final poll question. Do you think Nick Nurse will significantly limit Tobias Harris's playing time moving forward? I do not think he will. I think he should. I think he will slightly limit it. I don't think he will significantly limit it. John, where do you think the poll results came in this one?
80% say yes.
59% say yes. All right, we got to come
he
up.
Better.
He better. That's right.
Jeez.
But I will say this.
It's
others,
not helping us.
Others got to step up.
Yes.
And it's not like they've got a bevy of great bench players. And you don't have
a lot more than they have in the past.
None of them other than Batum, who is obviously a future Hall of Famer. And a future NBA Finals MVP, Nick Batum, in 2 months. All right. None of them are that good.
That was an all-time performance.
It was. Come on, man.
That's Joe Giglio hit the thing in the studio there.
Right?
He apologized.
Is Joe Giglio ripping Nick Batum?
I don't know.
Come on, Joe.
Hop on the mic, Joe. There we go.
All right, here we go. Here we're looking for the answer for who or what is untouchable.
Is it MC Hammer?
I think there's three that stand out.
That's the one for me.
The Roadrunner, but we think he probably was touched. MC Hammer and the Sun.
MC Hammer was so creative.
Love MC Hammer.
I agree.
Yeah,
all
it's
right, Martin. Voice cracked. Martin, congratulations. My voice cracked.
Please cut that, Jimmy.
I went
Please cut that.
Yeah, we'll get
for
it.
Next week. And we might need to hear that before Friday.
All right. Martin had the winning answer of MC Hammer, the real Hammer, following Dave Schultz, following Armin Gilliam and everyone else. All right. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it all. Man, there's a lot happening. Go Phils. Go Sixers. Flyers, go get your act together. Be in this spot next year.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.